Reddit says it tested a new AI moderation tool with moderators for more than 700 communities before a wider rollout. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show curates what online communities are actually discussing and is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 6th, 2026. What that 700 community test tells you up front is that this week the discussion shifted from can we to how do we when machines start enforcing community rules. DeepSeek just told developers it's planning a significant API price increase, and their current published rates, roughly 14 cents per million input tokens and 28 per million output tokens for their V4 flash endpoint, give you the scale of what a price bump could mean for heavy users. If you run million token context workloads or real-time agent systems, even a modest repricing will force architectural changes, like batching, caching, or switching vendors. So watch your token meters and assume a vendor you like could change economics quickly. A developer in the agent community posted that they burned about $4,500 on tokens while experimenting with continuous agentic workflows. And the thread lit up with practical fixes. Move static tool descriptions out of prompt text, cache retrievals, route routine tasks to cheaper models, and add timeouts to idle agent sessions. The direct lesson here is operational. If an AI behaves like a 24/7 employee, treat it like payroll, monitor usage, enforce budgets, and instrument the system before your next invoice arrives.
And for anyone running personal agents, the OpenClaw community was troubleshooting Android setups and recommended the official mobile pairing flow, scan a QR code or enter a setup code, as the easiest, safest route compared with ad hoc Termux or ADB bridges. That pairing approach gets you mobile convenience, camera, location, voice, but it also expands where sensitive data can live, so harden the gateway and avoid exposing it to the public internet. Reddit's new Rules Hub moves the platform's moderation stack from brittle keyword rules toward a language model-driven decision layer, and the company says it tested the system with moderators from more than 700 communities to teach the models how to map plain language rule text to actions. The headline change is usability. Moderators can now write rules in everyday language and choose outcomes when rules match, instead of wrestling with regex and long auto-moderator configs, which Reddit's CEO described as hard to learn, hard to maintain, and heavily dependent on brittle keyword matching. That improvement, if it works, could lower invisible barriers. Moderators who used to need high karma, custom scripts, or deep auto-mod know-how might be able to onboard new communities faster and keep discussions flowing without manual triage.
But the rollout surfaces two tight trade-offs at once: accuracy and control. Moderators in the community flagged concerns about false positives. The model might overreach and remove legitimately framed content. And transparency. Since a neural decision that matches a rule is harder for volunteers to audit than a visible regex. Reddit promises not to retire legacy workflows until replacements are credible, which is the responsible line, but in practice, platforms tend to move fast. Tightening API access and limiting old Reddit views are already part of this same company push, so the governance question is immediate. Who gets the logs? Who can contest a decision? And how visible is the rationale for an automated takedown? The second deep story ties into tooling that actually writes, tests, and coordinates code. Meta quietly opened a beta of Muse Code, a terminal-based coding agent built on Muse Spark 1.2, and pitched as capable of taking on complete engineering tasks across large repositories by planning changes, writing code, and validating results. What sets Muse Code apart in Meta's pitch is persistent subagents that can run in parallel and keep context across sessions, plus an audit focus. Meta says every subagent it spawns, every tool call, every steer and cancel is observable and replayable through the event log, which is explicitly designed to make multi-step code changes reviewable in the same way a human PR would be. For engineering teams that fear silent, irreversible edits, that event log is the product feature you'd want to exist before you put a model in charge of merging and deploying code.
The community response mixed practicality with skepticism. Some developers welcomed cheaper pricing and the convenience of persistent agents that remember state between sessions. Others pointed to early independent benchmarks and to Meta's own charts showing rivals, notably Anthropic, outperforming Muse on several metrics. There's also the privacy question baked into the terms. Unless enterprises opt out, developer inputs may feed model training, and companies with sensitive code bases will want strong contractual data use guarantees and a clear path to opt out before they give any agent access to production repos. Put these two stories together and you see a pattern. Platforms are moving from assistants to actors, software that doesn't just suggest a fix, but applies it, and platforms are responding by adding audit trails and control planes. The problem is these safety features are after the fact for many users and vary widely in scope. On one side, you have Reddit trying to make community enforcement smoother by letting models interpret rules. On the other, you have a major cloud player offering agents that can change software automatically, but promising observability as the guardrail. Both moves aim to scale human roles with models, and both raise the same operational questions. How do you measure correctness at scale? Who audits the decisions? And what liability attaches when an automated action causes harm?
Those questions are visible in small projects too. A solo developer posted a 4-month bedroom build called Pantheon AI, Artificial Organism Architecture, claiming they designed a multi-agent system with distinct organs for planning, memory, and simulation named Thor, Freya, and Scotty, execution limbs and a Ratatoskr execution system, and separate modules that monitor stability. The anecdote matters because it shows the barrier to building coordinated agent systems is falling. One determined developer can compose planners, memory, tool connectors, and execution workers into a persistent organism that reasons, delegates, and acts across tools. That capability pushes the oversight problem down to the individual level. If a company can add audit logs and contractual guardrails, an independent dev running an agent on a home PC or a cheap mini server is far harder to govern. Which brings us back to a pair of engineering primitives the community is arguing over: memory and secrets. Several threads discussed how to build memory systems that let an agent recall user preferences or past interactions. Common patterns are retrieval augmented generation and episodic replay linked to vector stores. But security researchers have warned that persistence introduces new attack vectors. Microsoft Defender called out that attackers can instruct a model to remember malicious content, and that instruction can persist across sessions. Linked to that is work on secret handling. One build log described designing a vault where the model can use a password but never actually see it, exploring client-side encryption, tokenized credentials, and hardware-backed keys so the agent can authenticate without learning or storing raw secrets. Those engineering choices are not optional if agents are going to touch reservation systems, bank accounts, or critical configuration.
So here's the practical balance. If you're a moderator, you want faster, less burdensome enforcement, but you also want transparent appeals and human review. So insist that any AI moderation tools ships with logs, clear override paths, and slow roll adoption. If you're an engineering leader considering agentic coding tools, demand strong data use guarantees, a visible event log that maps every automated code change to human approvals, and independent benchmarks before you let the system touch production. And if you're experimenting personally, assume memory and credential handling are the two things most likely to explode into privacy problems. Prefer local, encrypted vaults and avoid giving agents long-lived keys until you've audited the flow. What unites these threads is a single operational truth. Autonomy at scale replaces human toil, but it also replaces predictable processes with probabilistic decisioning, which forces organizations to build new kinds of monitoring, auditability, and recovery playbooks. Not someday, but before the next misapplied rule or bad deploy. If platforms and builders keep promising autonomy without shipping consistent logs, opt-outs, and secret safe plumbing, the cost of fixing mistakes is going to be larger than the cost of saving labor. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.